Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Regular season for Scooble, worthy of another Cy Young, certainly after winning it last year.
Raleigh goes down swinging on a fastball down the middle, and Tarek Scooble, pure nitro!
The Tigers have the one thing that the Cubs don't have at this point. They get a guy at the top of that rotation that nobody hits, that won the Cy Young Award last year, and I'm talking about Tarek Scooble.
There seems to be some discord between the Tigers and Tarek Skubal. Does that mean that he might be available for your Chicago Cubs? And what might it take for the Cubs to get Tarek Skubal? And would you be okay with that if it were for only 1 year of Tarek Skubal? These are the questions that we will ponder with grumpy Cubs fans here in this segment of the Spiegel and Holmes Show.
Oh, that's so well set up. Tanny is ready to think Scooble and urging the Cubs and Cub fans to think Scooble. And Lawrence, you just set the table. The man...
Hey, are we blaming me for this? What's going on? No.
The man has one more year of arbitration coming, and the arbitration terms, it's 22-5. 22-5 is what is expected to be.
That is a deal for what you get from Tarek Skubal.
Dude, in his career, to this date, he's only made 27. This is right there with Paul Skenes as the best pitcher in baseball. And I'd probably say the best.
I'm going Skubal.
Me too, because he can go longer. He can go longer in games than Skenes is either afforded or wants to in preservation or has to this point. Skubal was outrageous again this year, and with that 1 year of control remaining, is indeed being talked about by multiple fan bases and media conglomerations around the game.
So, okay, my thing is, Detroit has had a lot of success over the last couple of years, and Scooble's been a big reason for that. Shout out to Russ Dorsey, too, because I remember before Scooble became Scooble, Russ was like, hey, Tigers got a kid named Scooble. That dude is going to be the thing.
Interesting. Yeah, they had a bunch of really good, like Casey Mize, people used to think,
Stoney
well,
was
that
a,
guy.
Was a big Casey Mize guy.
Sure. And so they had a few guys kind of all showing up at the same time. Scooble's the one who has emerged and become what he's become.
Doesn't it make sense? And the Tigers have been burned with some long-term deals before. But doesn't it make sense if you were going to do something like this, that this would be the guy that you would do it for?
For the Tigers or for the Cubs?
No, well, we'll get to the Cubs. I mean, for the Tigers, considering the window that they're in right now, and considering that while competitive with the Royals and the Guardians,
that's still a division that you can walk into and you know that you have a team that's ready to compete to win that division today.
It's just a matter of whether they're actually going to do it. And if they're not going to do it because it doesn't fit the reality of what they want to do, and I don't know how much the potential work stoppage is in the Detroit Tigers ownership minds. I haven't delved into it from the Detroit perspective, from an ownership perspective,
he's
that 28.
Much. 28.
Oh, yeah, but like, if they're not going to do it, then this is the time to jump right now, is to have an off-season feeding frenzy and let all of these teams jump up and represent and make the best offer they can. The question is, if you're trading for Skubal, is it an automatic extension? You're only trading for him to give up what you'd have to give up to give him an extension and keep him as yours.
Okay, you tell me what it is that if you're Detroit and you're looking at the Cubs, what do you want from them?
Well, see, this is the thing. And I brought up the possibility of the extension because that's what I would want. If I'm trading for Tarek Skubal, I'm thinking that I'm going to then sign him and I've got my guy for the next 5 years. And if I'm paying for 4 terrible years on the back end, I live with it.
That doesn't seem to be the type of contracting the Cubs are doing
these
days.
No, it sure doesn't, Lawrence. So let me say out front that I would do it and want to do it for an extension. But let's look at it from the Kyle Tucker perspective.
Give him the Kyle Tucker money?
Well, no. But make the trade for Tucker for 1 year last year. Make the trade for Skubal for 1 year this year, give up a big pile of your prospects who might be suspects, go for it right the hell now, and don't necessarily lock yourself into that extension until free agency comes. By then, maybe things are going to get so restructured with a cap and a floor like some owners want that it rejiggers the whole damn thing, and they don't seem to want to extend, yada, yada, yada. So would you give up the kind of package you'd have to give up for 1 year of Tarek Skubal?
Okay, now let's do
the package.
No. I like where your head's at. I want to do a real forensic accounting of where you think the Cubs are, because I think that plays into this too. They're a team that were close to going to the DS last year or the CS last year after falling in 5 to Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
You're still chasing Milwaukee as far as being a contender in the division. Are the Cubs in a position where making a move like this fits into where they are in their championship horizon?
They should be. They should be. They need a couple of pieces to make them dramatically better immediately. And if you get Skubal and then sign a free agent to perhaps compensate for something you gave up in your Skubal trade, then you could get yourself those two pieces. And the Skubal money will not be prohibitive for you to get another starting pitcher. And I think they should. And then it depends on how high you're going to go, obviously, in the one-year bubble. But I'm thinking about this, I'm trying to think about it from their perspective of just the one-year grab. Okay? Because I want it to feel realistic for them, because I don't think they're going to go to Extension Town with Tarek Skubal.
Where is that at?
Oh, man, it's near
Worry
Town. Is it
near the water?
It's right next to Worry Town. Extension Town is next to Worry Town. Sometimes you go up there.
You worry, you hang out in Worry Town, and then you go, hey, we're on our way to Extension Town.
That is on the water. You're exactly right. Like, Worry Town has no view.
No, we're landlocked over here.
But Extension Town.
Extension Town.
Beautiful beachfront property.
Alex, do you still have the hookup with the guy with the Sprinter vans in case we need him for Tarek Skubal?
Always.
They're not going to break out the Sprinter vans. It sucks. I know, it sucks, but I don't think they're going to break out the Sprinter vans. So let me ask you this. Does this get you in the conversation? If I were to offer you this, and Cub fans, you okay with this? Jackson Wiggins, who is the young fireballing pitcher who everybody wanted and they didn't want to give up.
Keep going.
Owen Casey, who is your lefty right fielder with pop, who apparently everybody wanted and you didn't want to give up.
Keep going.
Matt Shaw, your young third baseman with 5 to 6 years of control.
Keep going.
Who can start? Well, then you'll go to additional young pieces. But those three are the centerpiece of your offer, and then you see where you have to go. And then, by the way, as you're team building, you go out and you get yourself a third baseman with some pop, like Eugenio Suarez.
Or Alex Bregman.
Well, yeah, Bregman, but I don't know that they're going to go as long as that is going to go.
So you're thinking like a two-year or three-year deal on Suarez?
I bet Suarez you might be able to get for a one-and-one at his age, a one-year with an option, considering what the market's going to be. And you could pay $25 million for a third baseman who's capable of hitting 40, 45 homers for you and has dominated at Wrigley every time he's played there. So you're adding power at third base, even though you're trading away Shaw, and you're adding Skubal. And then because Skubal's money is manageable, you can go get another starting pitcher, and you should. I know that Colin Ray just re-upped, but they should go get another one, another free agent righty who can miss some bats.
They need some righties.
I know, but that's my starting point for a Skubal deal. Any Cub fans who don't want to give up that much, I'd be interested.
I think I would be too, because it's 1 year, and I know that people love to hump the prospects. Big prospect humpers around here. But that guy is more than a known commodity. And with the lack of money that he's making, I feel it would be worth it. And your rotation becomes really fascinating.
Yeah, if you're Boyd and Cade Horton and Justin Steele and Tarik Skubal and Jameson Taillon. That is a serious potential rotation. I was talking to our buddy Brad Robinson over at BBM, big Cubs guy and longtime Cubs blogger as well. And he doesn't
know Brad had a Cubs blog.
He used to for sure, but he doesn't want to give up Casey. So I said, well, Alcantara at the very least is fine with that. You might have to give up Casey. So, look, a texter brings up, what about Steele? Would the Tigers be interested?
And he's the sweetener of the deal?
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, that's a big sweetener. You probably could get away with Alcantara instead of Casey if you're giving him Justin Steele. I mean, you might not even have to give up Wiggins if you're giving him Justin Steele.
I can just tell you that that's a ballpark I'd love to pitch in.
If you're Steele?
I mean, not that Wrigley has played small, but Detroit, you got a lot of room for error out there.
I want these conversations to be taking place from Jed Hoyer, because you got to be aggressive, right? You got to be in go-for-it mode like you seemed to be last year in the offseason, and then we're not at the deadline. And if you are going to be hamstrung, the way he answered the financial questions and said, let's talk at the owners' meetings, and I don't know, and certainly the work stoppage is part of our thought process and all that stuff, I don't think you're going to be able to be aggressive with pure dollars the way that some other GMs will. So this, I think, is going to be an offseason where if you need to be aggressive with prospects, then do it.
Okay, let's talk about the other pressing issue with the Cubs. There's been some reporting, Jesse Rogers has talked about it, that the Cubs are seemingly not going to be a bidder for Kyle Tucker. How do you feel about that?
I'm okay with it because of what we saw from Tucker, depending on where the number goes. Do you see what the FanGraphs projection is for Kyle Tucker? The FanGraphs Kyle Tucker projection is so much lower than I expected it to be. Like, strikingly low.
Well, they have him as like a 3.5 WAR player or something.
No, not in terms of his. What the money's going to be.
Well, I thought it was interesting that the number that was floated around in that reporting was like the Cubs weren't going to pay $300 million. I'm like, if Kyle Tucker's $300 million, you should pay that.
10 years at 370. 10 years at 370 is the top end of what they estimate. The median of what they estimate is 280. 8 years at 280.
You should definitely pay that.
You should pay Kyle Tucker 280 for 8 years if that's what it costs. You should definitely pay that.
I mean, that's like three Sprinter vans for Alex.
Yeah. Alex, you got the vans.
I think I could fit it into two.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that would be impressive if you could do that.
He's been doing a lot of work on the Sprinter vans.
But, I mean, I don't think they're going to do that. I think we have to accept a sad reality of that the money is going to be a concern beyond 26. It's just going to be a concern beyond 26. They're going to be one of those teams telling you that things are going to be restructured massively at the next collective bargaining agreement.
Okay.
Have you run across grumpy Cub fans? I ran across some today.
Yes.
Not just about Tucker, but about Shota as well.
I'm running across them inside the tech screen, and people are kind of resigned to the idea that the Cubs aren't going to do anything but half measures.
Well, there are some full measures that you can take. There are some non-half measures that you can take. Trading for Skubal is one of them. And there are others. Like, if they were to sign Suarez as a free agent, rendering Matt Shaw depth, really good, cheap, salary-controlled depth, who will probably play a bunch, you know, at different spots and such, because Suarez can DH when Seiya's in right field or whatever. Like, if they're to do that and get a really solid starting pitcher for the front end, who I like a lot, like Michael King, who I've been talking about, I'll be excited about that. There might be people who aren't, but you tell me you're adding Suarez as a power bat and Michael King as a front of the rotation guy, as front of rotation arm. I'd be okay with that. I'd be very okay with that.
Where do you think the anger comes from with Cubs fans? Is it like we were joking about in the tease? Is it residue of not finishing the job against Milwaukee? Is it that the Cubs organizationally are still behind Milwaukee? Or is it, hey, hearing that it's possible the Cubs are not really going to do anything strong because they know that there's going to be a work stoppage and they don't want to project out too much money? Is it all of that?
It's a lot of that. Look, the trade deadline sucked, and it felt like it sucked, and then it ended up biting you in the postseason. But you're the one who's been saying it. There's a lot of people upset that they're not out there
bullying these hoes.
That's it, Lawrence.
Yep.
That's it. You know what it is.
I'd like Kyle Schwarber to come back personally.
I would like that as well.
Bring them all home.
Uh-huh.
Bring them home.
But that's what it is. That's what you're seeing, right? You reference the text and the tweets and the twitches. I'm not looking at it, but I'm sure it's a lot of they're cheap ass. They're not going to do any of this stuff.
They're only
going to build around the margins. They're only going to build you a deep roster and tell you it's defense.
And there is precedent. Like, there's a reason why a Cub fan can say that and it be legitimate.
Hmm.
Speaking of the Cubs, by the way.
Yes, sir.
We're giving away tickets to attend Cubs convention at the Sheraton Grand Chicago from January 16 through January 18. Join the Cubs celebrating their historic 150 years as a franchise and their 10-year anniversary of the 2016 World Series Championship. For passes and more details, visit cubs.com/convention. Be caller 6 to the Scores contest line, 312-540-0670, the next time that you hear this.
Ian Anderson, boy, he could play that flute.
He really could. Former pitcher for the Braves.
So be listening throughout the show. When you hear that and you're caller number 6, you're going to go to Cubs convention on us. We need to take a break because let's get some info on Jackson Dart. Ian O'Connor's been covering football for forever, Jerry, forever. We are going to ask him if the Giants have a guy at QB as we try to figure out if the Bears have a guy at QB.
Yeah, there's a lot of people convinced, and Ian is one of them.
That's next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ian O'Connor, who's a big-time author. I mean, he doesn't even, like, look at us off the air. He's that big.
Pleased to welcome Ian O'Connor to the show. You're familiar with his work with ESPN and his books as well. This is your fourth, and it was how many years in the making?
3 years.
And you interviewed how many people?
Well, I contacted about 500, and 350 were willing to talk to me.
With what happened over the weekend, we figured we'd call up a guy who knows a thing or two about this subject. He's none other than Ian O'Connor back here on the program.
It's Ian O'Connor, sports writer, New York Times bestselling author.
Well, he's written 6 books, 4 New York Times bestsellers. My friend Ian O'Connor, one of the best columnists in this country for a long time and a world-class reporter. He goes a mile deep on this stuff. There's a lot of layers to the onion to peel back, and you do a great job, Ian. As always, thank you so much.
I was telling the folks that Ian O'Connor and Stugatz was telling the folks that it's good to see that there's still a journalist out there wandering the earth in interest of finding the truth, of getting to the bottom of the truth.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
That's how you want to be talked about by your peers, by the way. Ian O'Connor joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Ian, thank you very much for joining us. The headline reads, someday Jackson Dart will make all the Giants' misery disappear. Why is that?
Well, thanks so much for that very kind montage of comments that I paid a lot of money for those gentlemen to say. But I very much appreciate that. So the Giants have played a lot of bad football over the last 14 years, ever since they beat Belichick and Brady in Super Bowl 46. They've won one playoff game in that time and appeared in the playoffs twice. So they've put their fans through a lot. And Dart is, he looks like he's going to be a special player. Probably if you redrafted right now, he might go number one. And so when you have the quarterback, and I think the Bears know this, certainly with Caleb Williams, you're set for the next 13, 14, 15 years. When you don't have that player, like the Jets across town, then you're in the wilderness and you're lost, and you really don't have any hope to sell to your fans as you're losing. The Giants are losing, but at least they can sell hope. And Jackson Dart looks like a hell of a two-way player in terms of running the ball, throwing the ball. And so I had a conversation with him in July. I'd be happy to revisit with you. That gives a little bit of a window on his competitive soul.
Yeah, let's do that. Ian O'Connor has written a lot of books, including one on Belichick, so we might have to get to that if time allows here, because that's sort of that guy's in an interesting time in his life right now. But what was that conversation? Because a lot of the stuff that we hear about why people are so enamored with Dart seems to be between the ears.
Yeah, so I asked him, I talked to him alone for a bit, and it's the first time I met him. And I said, you know, I'm interested in you because I've been around doing this for 40 years in the New York area, and I've never seen an athlete who in his first press conference asked each writer, broadcaster to introduce himself or herself to that athlete and going around shaking hands. And I was curious why you did that. And he said, well, I'm a people person. I'm a relationship person, and I want to build a trust with the people I'm going to be dealing with in the media every day. So I just thought that was a very thoughtful answer. But I said to him, listen, you're an Ole Miss guy, Eli Manning, a bit of an Ole Miss legend, and you admire him. And Eli's probably going to get into the Hall of Fame. I just have a question for you. If you could sign up today for his career, including the two Super Bowl titles and MVPs, and call it a day, would you sign up for that or would you play it out? And I thought he was going to say, well, of course, he's a Hall of Famer to be, and it's Eli Manning. He went to my school. I'll accept that, two championships. But he said, no, I'll gamble on myself, and I'll play it out. So, in other words, he figures, I got a shot to win three or more championships. I'm not accepting two. So that's the kind of confidence he has. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it struck me as, and then the way he's played and the way he's even carried himself, he's got an amazing confidence in himself. Let's see if he can back that up. But after six starts, to me, he looks like the kind of player who can back that up.
Ian, we have a lot of conversations about quarterbacking, as you can imagine, like going through Mitch Trubisky and Justin Fields and now Caleb Williams and all of the scouting that goes into getting those guys to your organization. Considering your history with the league, what do you think, after talking to so many people over decades about this game and that position in particular, what do you think they get wrong about the scouting of a quarterback or the development of a quarterback?
That's a great question. And I really think sometimes it comes down to the organization that quarterback is drafted into and whether or not you have the right coach, the right offensive coordinator, the right leadership in ownership. And I look at the Jets. They had Sam Darnold in the building on their team. He's not one of the best quarterbacks in the league. I know it's kind of hard to accept that, but it's true. And they surrounded him with the wrong talent, the wrong coaches, and they got rid of him. They draft Zach Wilson with the second pick in the draft. And there's a kid who I had a scout tell me before the draft, this will be a mistake because they're going to look at Zach Wilson's last year at BYU when he didn't play against the same competition, and it was that COVID year that he played against the year before when he struggled at times. That's the year they have to look at. And, of course, Zach Wilson turned into basically a bust. So it's a great question, but I oftentimes think it's the organization that takes the quarterback more than it is the quarterback specifically that is being drafted. And if you're a dysfunctional mess, Cleveland Browns, the Jets, organizations like that, chances are that quarterback is going to fail despite the physical gifts that he might have. And that's what I've seen more in this league than anything else.
The Jets are the laughingstock for the Bears. And it took us a while to finally have a team that we can look down on and giggle at.
Well, Cleveland.
Well, yeah, but you know, yeah, I guess so. We got both of them.
Cleveland.
All right, both of them. Still, the Bears have never had a 4,000-yard passer. The Bears have never had a quarterback throw for 30 touchdowns in a season. You know what they also haven't had, literally since Mike Ditka, is a coach that they hand the keys to and let just run the whole damn thing. And they're doing it with Ben Johnson. So we're thrilled about that. Interesting opportunity to ask the guy who wrote the book on Belichick. Is that the right model for the NFL to let a coach really be in charge of everything if he's smart enough and good enough?
Yes. Yeah, I do think that's the right approach. And it looks like Ben Johnson is going to be a star in this league for a long time. Of course, Brian Daboll had a very good first year, relatively speaking, and made the playoffs, won a playoff game at Minnesota, and has been a pretty much a disaster ever since. So there's no guarantee that first year is automatically going to lead to future success. Belichick lost 13 of his first 18 games in New England and thought he was getting fired. And then Tom Brady walked into his life after the Drew Bledsoe injury. So there are so many variables at play here. But listen, I mean, Ben Johnson looks like the real thing. And it's interesting because he was with Aaron Glenn, right? And Aaron Glenn, you couldn't struggle any more than Aaron Glenn has struggled in his first year as head coach. Well, Ben Johnson has a quarterback, and guess what? Aaron Glenn doesn't. And that's why they made the moves they made Tuesday, was to get enough draft capital to make sure they have the best chance to get a franchise quarterback either next year or in the draft in 27, which is supposed to be one of the great drafts of all time. So, I do believe that's the model. But again, Belichick with Drew Bledsoe was lost 13 of his first 18 games, but then he sort of lucked into finding that great quarterback in Brady. If you don't have that great quarterback, I just don't think you have a chance long term.
Ian, what's it been like with the Giants as an organization to go through last year, where there's Saquon Barkley, there's someone who is beloved. It's clear that Mr. Mayer did not want him to go. They allow him to get out the door. It's laughed about on Hard Knocks. The Eagles win the Super Bowl, and Saquon is maybe the best player in the league last year. What's it been like to go from that moment, that decision to not bring him back, to kind of where the Giants are now, where it looks like there's still some scuffling going on to try and find footing?
Yeah, it was embarrassing. It's humiliating to not only gift someone a Super Bowl championship, but you gifted one of your main rivals in your division a championship by allowing Saquon to sign there. Now, it wasn't going to – do I think the Giants would be better off this year with him? Yeah, maybe by a game or two, that's it. It wasn't working in New York with Saquon Barkley. And, yeah, they did make the wrong decision giving the money to Daniel Jones and not to Saquon Barkley. On the other hand, Jones is now thriving. And that goes back to you need the coach, you need the quarterback, you need the offensive coordinator, you need all those things. And the Giants didn't surround Daniel Jones with the right people, or else he might be having the year with them that he's having now with the Colts. So it's that alignment is just so critical. Coach, coordinator, quarterback. If you don't have that, I really feel like in the NFL today, where points are at a premium, I think you have nothing. And so the Giants, I believe, are 56 games under 500 the last 9 years. They've just been awful. That's a bad football team. Now, we've seen wackier things happen than the Giants winning this Sunday on the road for the first time this year. A lot of times you see bad teams find a way to win a game just out of the blue. Then they go back to being bad. But I'd be really surprised if the Giants win this game against a good Bears team. So I don't think if Bears fans have many concerns other than the wackiness of the NFL this Sunday coming into play.
Well, wacky it is.
Be wacky last Sunday.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we absolutely did. Ian O'Connor has written books about Mike Krzyzewski, Bill Belichick, Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus, Derek Jeter, and Aaron Rodgers. Ian, in this town, there's not many more loathed. And I got to say, like, I try to be a kind and loving and empathetic person, but when it comes to sports every once in a while, I just kind of let it fly. And I find Aaron Rodgers to be a malignant narcissist who destroys organizations from the inside out. But you know him better than I. You know him better than I. So you tell me, what was it like getting to know him as you wrote that book?
Yeah, well, he actually didn't agree to talk to me until the end of the process. I had interviewed 250 people. I had written the book. Then all of a sudden I get a call from the Jets out of the blue saying Aaron's not willing to see you. So, I mean, I needed 20 plus hours for his full cooperation if he was going to give that, which, of course, he didn't. So I sat with him at his mansion on the Pacific Ocean for a couple of hours. And I said, listen, we only got a couple of hours here. I'm just going to go over the negatives, because if I get something wrong that's a positive in this book, you're probably not going to care. If I get something wrong that's a negative, you are going to care. So that was an interesting 2 hours. It's a beautiful view right on the Pacific Ocean. But your opinion of him is shared by a fair amount of people. I'm not going to talk you out of that opinion. There are others who disagree with that. I wanted to present the negatives and the positives and really let the reader decide. I wouldn't go that far as far in terms of agreeing with you on that. I think if you talk to the vast majority of his teammates, I think they'll give you a different description of him than the one you just provided. But also, listen, from the outside looking in, I can totally understand why you feel that way. I think that if you talk to his teammates, not all of them, but 90% of them over the years in Green Bay, New York, and now in Pittsburgh, they would say a lot of positive things about him. I'll say this, in New York, it went bad, man. That was a disaster for 2 years. But most of the Jets, outside of maybe Garrett Wilson and a couple other guys, said a lot of positive things about him, believe it or not, as a leader. So it's a mixed bag with him. He's the most polarizing player I've ever seen in the NFL. I had one agent or one figure in the NFL, I'll say, who said, I hate everything Aaron Rodgers stands for. But I have to say, I know hundreds of NFL players, and I've never met one that had a bad thing to say about him. So it is a mixed bag, and that's what made him a fascinating subject of a book.
Did you have on your bingo card that this would be the way things would maybe end for Bill Belichick?
No, I never thought he'd coach in college. It's interesting. He grew up around the Naval Academy, and he loved it because his father coached there. Loved being around Roger Staubach and Joe Bellini, the two Heisman winners at the Naval Academy. And he loved the college atmosphere. But, yeah, and it's been largely a mess in Chapel Hill. But I will say this. He's inches away from having a three-game winning streak right now going into the game at against Stanford at home, which I think they'll win. So they very easily could be 3-1 in the ACC right now, as bad as it's been. I think he had no idea how to coach college football, and he's figuring it out. You look at his first couple of years in Cleveland, again, losing, 13 of his first 18 games in New England. So he has struggled at the beginning of his programs in the past. I'm not really surprised by this. I do think if he stays there, unless he becomes the next head coach of the Giants, which I really don't see happening, I think it will get better. I do think there'll be a legitimate team in the ACC next year if he's still the head coach at North Carolina.
Who are a couple of your favorite athletes you've covered through the years, just as we let you go, because it's great to get your perspective. Give us a couple of your favorites.
I think Tiger Woods is up there, and it's not like I love him as a person or anything. I did love covering him because golf is the hardest game in the world to be very good at, and to see him dominate that way, it was really as staggering a thing as I've ever witnessed in sports. I'd put him near the top, maybe at the top of the list. I covered a fair amount of Jordan's career through a New York prism. And obviously, Michael Jordan, I still think, is the greatest ever. LeBron has a case, but I think Jordan's case is better. And it was covering the Yankee dynasty in the 90s was when you look at how hard it is to win a World Series. Now, the Dodgers have done it twice. Barely they got across the finish line the second time. To think that a team can do that four times in 5 years the way the Yankees did in the 90s going into 2000 – it's pretty incredible. Baseball is such a hard sport. And so, yeah, those are some of my favorite memories of doing this for 40 years, and hopefully I'll have a few more.
Ian, this was absolutely delightful. Thank you so much for being so gracious with your time.
Matt and Lawrence, it was a pleasure, and thanks again for playing that montage at the beginning. That was fun to listen to.
That's our guy, Chris Tannehill. We'll send it your way. It's thanks, Ian. What a pleasure.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You got it.
That's Ian O'Connor. You can read his stuff in The Athletic if you want to read more about Jackson Dart. And we should talk a little bit more about him.
Yeah, because there's people.
It's not just Ian.
No.
It's people in the league.
Real voices of real players and coaches and stuff.
Yeah, and someone that Bears fans, I think, have a ton of respect for. He's got respect for Jackson Dart. We'll share that with you next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
With Singletary, Dart here. Singletary, a block. That's a touchdown. Jackson Dart.
Anytime you face a guy that's got some mobility, I think that's a huge issue defensively in terms of how you defend the offense. Because you can be in really good pass coverage and yet, you know, if your rush lanes get out of whack and now all of a sudden he's running for first downs, I mean, the job of the offense is stay on the field, you know, maintain drives and score points, and, you know, his feet give them the ability to do that a lot. So that's a big part of, you know, what we're going to have to face.
That's Bears defensive coordinator Dennis Allen talking about Jackson Dart. He is off to a really interesting start. Now, he doesn't have his running buddy with him anymore. Cam Scataboo hurt himself, and he is out for the rest of the year. And those guys had taken the league by storm. Like, it was just like, what are they going to do now? The broiest bros that ever broed were playing in New York and were playing well.
They were super duper broy, that's for sure. He has played the Jets or played against the Eagles, against the Broncos, against the 49ers. There are moments in all the games that have convinced some people, but you mentioned a guy that Bears fans know very, very well.
Vic Fangio had the opportunity to go against Jackson Dart, and here's what he said about the guy who's facing the Bears this weekend.
One lesson is learned in the teams that need quarterbacks that bypass them, they're going to regret that. Obviously very athletic, an elite scrambler. I think their coaches have done a great job with him. They've developed the offense around him. Throws the ball very well, intermediate and deep. And he's a good player.
Teams that needed a quarterback are going to regret passing him. Remember, the Giants beat the hell out of Vic Fangio's Eagles the first time they played about 3.5 weeks ago.
Yeah, 38-20 was the final in that game. And Jackson Dart inside of that game he wasn't great in that one with his arm, but he did a little bit more with his legs inside of that game and helped them to get a win. On the season, his numbers
almost 1,200 yards passing, 62% on completions, 10 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
The moment that our last guest, Ian O'Connor, saw against Denver that he's held on to, I guess against the Niners in the Niners game, they were down 17. Giants were down 17 to San Francisco last week, right? And it was 3rd and 10 with less than 2 minutes to play. And Dart's still out there. And he scrambled on a 3rd and 10 and got it and got absolutely brutalized. Gets up and immediately throws a 24-yard touchdown pass to Gunnar Olszewski on the next play. And O'Connor and several others in the press box were like, holy bleep, look at that kid still battling.
Dart also has 5 rushing touchdowns so far this season to go along with the 10 that he has through the air. He's a really interesting prospect, and I remember people thinking the world of him when he was at USC.
Mm-hmm.
That back then, but obviously, you know, there is another guy that ended up at USC, and that ended up being a problem.
I mean, how do you know? It's such a crazy thing, but like once you see them, if you see the confidence along with the skill set and the demeanor, then sometimes you feel like you do know.
Yep, sometimes you do, and Eli Manning says that he does know, and this is what he told Kay Adams about Jackson Dart.
Excited for the future of the Giants. Feels like they have their quarterback. They got their guy.
Yes.
And which is exciting. So, you know, just got to get some players back. They're a little banged up right now and, you know, losing neighbors, losing Scataboo. But, you know, they got a lot of heart, a lot of fight. And that's what you love to see. And so I'm excited for the rest of the season and just to see him grow. I think as a rookie in the NFL, Every week is just a learning experience. It's a time to get in there. You're going to make some mistakes. You're going to do some great things, mm-hmm. but it's just going to prepare you for you know the next week and for the next year. And that's how I looked at my rookie year. You know, just so much film that he's going to have to look at, to learn from, to make those adjustments. And I think he has that work ethic. He has that commitment to getting better each and every week, not repeating mistakes and taking those next steps. So I expect to see that from him.
Eli, has he reached out to you about anything other than reservations lately?
Yeah,
he's making Eli's reservations.
Exactly. I gotta call him for reservations now. He's the host of the town, and that's exciting.
Can't imagine why Olin had the look on his face that he did when he did that interview.
Speak just a little bit of, I think, housekeeping, but maybe not.
Thank you.
I wanted to mention it before we take a break, and we'll talk with Mark Rohde in a little bit.
I love when you housekeep.
The Cubs have made a qualifying offer to Shota.
Yeah, no, that's...
Is that just housekeeping, or could he theoretically say, yeah, I'll take that $22 million for 1 year?
He could conceivably take it. From his perspective, you get paid at the top of what your range is probably, and for 1 year.
Stay in a place that you like.
And then you're nice and clean to go away. If there's a delay, you can go play in Japan while they're figuring stuff out here after that.
Okay.
No, that's significant. The fact that they would offer that, that's a risk by the Cubs that he might take it.
Yes.
I think they made that offer assuming he won't take it and they'll get the draft pick.
Because ideally he's like, I can get a 3-year deal somewhere else for probably $70 million or something around that.
Something like that.
And so, all right. So just wanted to put it out there.
Just hit some house cleaning items.
Yeah, we have to put that stuff out there.
House cleaning and house.
But don't talk about the quarterback.
No. In fact, are we allowed to run that tape?
I don't think so.
You're not allowed to play
that.
No,
can we even talk about the Bears at all?
I don't think we're allowed.
It's not our lane.
Let's test that.
But we're going to, because Mark Rohde has got a Bears hit. One word for you coming up next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.